A single verse from Isaiah has touched my life deeply over the years. Whenever I pray through it, these really anointed words have not failed to quiet and strengthen my soul. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning in rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. Let me say that again. For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning in rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. You know, it's never too late to return to God. I have witnessed persons returning to God after years of seeming alienation, for whatever reason. Perhaps it was due to suffering and not believing that God was there and that God could or would save them from their painful state of helplessness and aloneness. Yet this single verse offers an extraordinary promise from the God of Israel, which God alone can fulfill. Recently, a close friend of mine, who had been an avowed atheist for decades, finally returned to God. Living alone and retired, he had to put down his beloved dog of 15 years. On returning home after doing so, weeping, he discovered what he could not deny was a sign from God. His dog was, of course, going to be cremated. And when he went to pick up his little dog's bed next to his own, he found ashes, both in the bed and all around it. Now, there was no way this could have happened. He sensed that it was a miracle and came to believe that his little dog was not only a gift from God, but had brought God to him. Broken by grief, he was at last open to the love God showed him. The ancient rabbis said that whenever you turned to or returned to God, no matter what your circumstances, you would have an immediate audience with God. Even if you did not feel it at the time, God would hear you and respond in God's timing and way. The wonderful term in Hebrew is teshuvah, the turn. Such turnings can be sudden, even unexpected. It happened one evening to me in a hotel bar in Salt Lake City on Wednesday, May 24th, 1967. So a while ago, I was 24 years old and working in the field of psychology in Denver. I had just given a paper at the annual meeting of the Rocky Mountain Psychological Association. It was well received and would be published in a journal. I also had been offered a full-ride PhD in counseling psychology at Colorado State University. I finally had some confidence with women, and I was enjoying an active social life. I'd also picked up golf and had three good golf buddies. On the surface, it seemed that my life was going great in all directions, except for one. There was a growing void at my center, which, if there was a God, would surely be the one and perhaps the only one to somehow fill it. Now, I had been an agnostic for more than a decade, but now the God question surfaced like a whale emerging out of the deep waters, and not merely from my head, but above all, from my heart. I finally, fully realized that without God, life really had no meaning, no purpose or solid ground. After a few beers into yet another life examination, something I did rather often, I grabbed a bar napkin, and to my surprise, I wrote a poem to an unknown God, which I later titled The Turning. I've lost it, that little nexus that fosters both meaning and motivation. After wayfaring years, the circle is complete. I've met myself on snowy, stark mountain pass, going where I have been. I will not take that trip again, for I have learned its end. So I stop and pause and take no step. A tiny kernel once failing to sprout can neither rise nor return. A standstill. I want to succeed unaided, to break through the barren earth, but I cannot supply the needed nourishment. And so a plea is made. The hands upturned, strong legs forced to kneel. A desperate face skyward, with pride-smitten words I ask, help this modern man. Well, the following November, God touched me at a prayer meeting, changing my life forever. Jesus came to call us home to God, regardless of where we were. He said, come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. That's from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. In sum, countless good will come from your returning. You will attain a Sabbath rest with God, and in simple quietness and trust in the God who has saved you, you will receive strength for your life journey toward God.